The Public News Service Doe Newscast, February the 25th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. French President Emmanuel Macron said any peace deal in Ukraine must come with security guarantees as he met with President Trump at the White House for talks on the war. That from the BBC, they report Macron said the peace must not be a surrender of Ukraine. It must not mean a ceasefire without guarantees. Trump, who did not mention security guarantees himself, said the cost and burden of securing peace in Ukraine must be paid for by European nations and not just the U.S. The BBC notes that Macron responded that Europe understood the need to more fairly share the security burden and added that talks on the third anniversary of Russia's invasion had shown a path forward. Next, several environmental groups have filed lawsuits against the Trump administration. The nonprofits are concerned about increased offshore drilling.
One lawsuit challenges an order by the president to revoke former President Joe Biden's withdrawal of areas of the ocean from future oil and gas leasing. And the second one wants the court to reinstate a federal ruling that invalidated an attempt by the first Trump administration to undo Obama-era offshore protections. Christian Wagley with Healthy Gulf says the suits won't impact current oil and gas drilling in Texas.
The vast majority of the offshore drilling in the United States takes place in the central and western Gulf. So that's Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, and they would not be affected by any of this.
He adds if drilling is expanded, it could destroy the ecosystem along the coast. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
And delays in building public electric vehicle chargers in New Hampshire are risking significant state revenue.
A new study finds the state's passive rollout strategy could cost it $1.4 billion by 2031, while other New England states position themselves as attractive destinations for EV owners. Sam Evans-Brown with Clean Energy New Hampshire predicts small businesses dependent on tourism will take the biggest hit.
Imagine if during one summer, no tourists came to New Hampshire at all. That would be like the biggest headline you would see.
He says ideological differences at the State House have slowed policy that would make charging infrastructure more affordable for smaller communities. EVs are projected to make up 30% of cars on New England roads within the next several years. This story was produced with original reporting from Julia Tilton for The Daily Yonder. I'm Catherine Carley reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
The Trump administration suspended all funds to support EV infrastructure earlier this month. Until then, competitive grants covered up to 80% of charger installation costs along major roadways. This is Public News Service. Many residents of southern Western Virginia say the water flowing out of their taps is brown and orange in color, and most continue to rely heavily on bottled water as a result.
Natalia Rudiak with the nonprofit Reimagine Appalachia says many residents drive miles to collect spring water or spend upwards of $100 a month on bottled water. She says Mountain State lawmakers are spending money distributed from the American Rescue Plan Act on other projects instead of addressing the issue.
So that funding, millions of dollars, has gone into upgrading a baseball field at a university. It has gone to an entertainment center. It has gone to an out-of-state university in Ohio.
According to recent investigative reporting by the Gazette-Mail, the state's Water Development Authority has allowed more than $80 million of funds to be used for projects unrelated to water or sewage infrastructure. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
And a 1,086-acre property in Putnam County has been secured as part of the ongoing effort to protect the so-called O2O Wildlife Corridor. It's a critical pathway for Florida wildlife.
Located east of Gainesville and midway between Orlando and Jacksonville, the newly protected land will provide vital habitat for species such as the Florida black bear and help maintain the ecological connectivity essential for their survival. The O2O Initiative, a partnership of public agencies and private organizations, aims to conserve 100 miles of natural and working lands that form a crucial link in the Florida Wildlife Corridor. Lauren Day is Florida State Director for the Conservation Fund.
The Florida Wildlife Corridor is critical for so many reasons. It's protecting habitat for wide-ranging animals like Florida panther and Florida black bear, especially in the northern part of the state. Even more than that, it's really about protecting our water, our way of life. It's just a really exciting effort.
I'm Tramell Gomes.
Finally, Indiana lawmakers are working to improve kids' lives as the state's national ranking for child well-being has slipped.
The latest report shows Indiana has fallen from 24th to 27th among states for overall child well-being, with food insecurity emerging as a major concern. Tammy Silverman with Indiana Youth Institute calls results in the latest Indiana Kids Count data book from the Annie E. Casey Foundation mixed. Nearly 20% of kids lack consistent access to nutritious food, a figure worse than at the peak of the pandemic.
We rank 32nd in the country for the health of our children, and that's physical and mental health.
I'm Joe O'Leary, Public News Service.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platforms. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.